This is Jay Sekulow. It's the Fairness Doctrine. It's a change in the issue of stem cell. All to be done by the FCC and executive order.
A new spirit of service.
All of us are going to contribute. All of us are going to make sacrifices.
A new spirit of sacrifice.
Well, the first thing I do as president is sign the Freedom of Choice Act.
So let us summon a new spirit. A patriotism.
I don't think marriage is a civil right.
It's important that President-elect Obama is prepared to really take power and begin to rule day one.
President-elect Obama also with a new chief of staff, fellow Illinois lawmaker Rahm Emanuel.
Take power and begin to rule day one.
One of the most powerful jobs in government this afternoon, saying in a statement that he believes the Chicago congressman has what it takes to carry out his agenda.
I am confident that we can create a kingdom right here on earth. Thank you very much, everybody.
Has what it takes to carry out his agenda.
I promise you, we as a people will get there.
Buckle your seatbelts, everybody, and welcome to the broadcast. This is going to be, as I said in other programs, this is going to be a bumpy ride over the next couple of months. I'm going to tell you that, but we're going to fight and fight aggressively on a whole host of issues. I'm in the studio with Colby Mays, a senior attorney for the American Center for Law and Justice, and in our studios in Virginia Beach, Virginia, on the campus of Regent University is Jordan. We've got a lot of calls coming. Before we get to those calls, though, let me set the stage here. Colby, we're looking at issues like the Fairness Doctrine. We're looking at a change in the stem cell policy and embryonic stem cell. We're looking at the Freedom of Choice Act. We are, you know, the new administration is just that. I mean, it's a new administration, and we're seeing this whole host of legislation, including a change on the executive order, on the international funding of groups like Planned Parenthood, and something that Jordan's mentioned before, and I'm sure we'll mention again today, this concern over increased funding for groups like Planned Parenthood. We're in for a rocky road here.
You got a rocky road ahead of you, Jay, and you've put your finger on it. The executive orders can be done day one. And so all of those new policies that were put in to try to limit the amount of money we were giving in foreign aid that is then used for abortions overseas and the like, boom, changed with the sweep of a pen. With regard to the Fairness Doctrine, those matters can be changed simply by changing the personnel at the FCC, implementing new commissioners that are much more inclined towards seeing a resurrection of the Fairness Doctrine. And so each of these things can happen very, very rapidly, and people would be surprised that they don't have to simply go through a legislative process, but they can be done by the policies of the people that you put in place.
Jordan, as we look at the fight that's ahead here, what is the sense you're already hearing on Capitol Hill?
You know, we're looking at an uphill battle. I mean, that's the facts. You look at the way the election turned out in the House, in the Senate, and, of course, the presidency, and we're getting a taste already of what the Barack Obama presidential administration will be like and how this executive branch will operate. We've already been told by John Podesta, who's the chairman of the transition committee for Barack Obama, that he will use the executive order immediately to change the federal government's policies on embryonic stem cell research, on drilling domestically, where President Bush wanted to start some new drilling in the Utah and out west. That will probably be stopped. And, of course, he's already said that his first act would be signing the Freedom of Choice Act.
Right.
To take that a step further, the increased funding to Planned Parenthood, I really think that's just around the corner after Barack Obama becomes president, because you've got a House and a Senate who are charged up and ready to go and believe they have a mandate.
Okay, let's go ahead and get a call before we take a break here.
Let's go to Irene calling from California on line one. Irene, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Irene.
Oh, hi. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate your program so much.
Okay.
I do have a question. I was just driving to work this morning, and I heard Governor Schwarzenegger encouraging everybody who voted no on aid to keep go ahead and protesting, because he seems to feel that the judges once again would be able to go against the will of the people and veto that. And
you're talking about on the definition of marriage that passed, the constitutional amendment that passed in California. We're filing briefs in that case representing the fact that the people spoke, the people get to speak, and that's the way it's supposed to be. It's going to be a real battle, though, and a real uphill battle.
Robert's calling from California on line three. Robert, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Robert.
Tell me how the Fairness Doctrine is going to affect Christian radio again.
Well, Christian talk radio and conservative talk radio, you could see it eliminated, because it would require counter viewpoints when anything's, quote, controversial, and that would be a huge impact in and of itself. And you didn't have programs like ours and Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity until the Fairness Doctrine was eliminated. So it's very, very difficult. It's very tense to get that through, and that's why we're going to have to fight it, probably in court is my guess on that one. Here's what I want everybody to do as we go to a break. You go to your phones, get a copy of Foundations of Freedom. It's 877-989-2255. You need the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights. Call that number now so you're educated. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255.
The U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, the Gettysburg Address, vital documents, all part of the foundations of freedom in America. Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
If you have not yet ordered a copy of our great booklet we've put together called Foundations of Freedom, I want to encourage you to do so. We're going to use that as almost like a textbook on this broadcast. These are the kind of the foundational documents for American law, and it's something that everybody really needs to have, and it's our gift to you. It's absolutely free. I want to encourage you to call our toll-free number to get your copy of Foundations of Freedom.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we want you to have a free copy of the Foundations of Freedom. Call right now. Toll free at 1-877-989-2255. Get your free copy, The Foundations of Freedom. Call toll free 877-989-2255.
Foundations of Freedom, it's absolutely free. You need to call and get your copy today. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And now there's a new way you can stand with the ACLJ.
ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow with news about an important new way to stay in touch with the ACLJ, the ACLJ wireless service.
With an ACLJ wireless phone, you'll get special updates from me straight to your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. There's flexible and affordable calling plans. ACLJ Wireless, the latest member benefit that saves you money as you support the ACLJ. Other services include digital phone service, DSL for faster internet, and DirecTV. Call ACLJ Member Services, 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at aclj.org/benefits.
This is my right, a right given by God.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the broadcast. Colby May, senior attorney with the American Center for Law and Justice, is with me here in our studios in Washington, D.C. Jordan's on our campus at Regent University, and there is a lot going on, whether it's the appointment of a transition chief at the FCC, who is in not only in favor of the Fairness Doctrine, I mean, he's like the primary advocate for the Fairness Doctrine. By the way, folks, as we start this segment of the program out, I want everyone to write this number down and call and get a copy of the Constitution. Believe me, we're going to need it. Here's the number. It's 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Colby, let me go to you first on this. Henry Rivera has been appointed to be the transition chief for the FCC. What are we looking at here?
I think you're looking at a former Democratic appointee from Arizona originally who came here and bought into the complete regulatory scheme at the FCC.
Does that include the Fairness Doctrine?
It appears to include the Fairness Doctrine, particularly given the kind of vetting he's doing and people may become the commissioners at the FCC.
You do a lot of communications law with us and for a lot of ministries around the country. How serious is the threat of the reimplementation of the Fairness Doctrine?
It's a very real threat, Jay, because it can be done administratively. It doesn't have to be done through the halls of Congress. And
FCC could do it themselves.
FCC can do it itself. FCC can reimplement. And if not a Fairness Doctrine as it historically had existed, they can do it what you might call a Fairness Doctrine light, when they may bring back in the personal attack rules, maybe bring in some localism requirements in terms of the content, and really spread out the obligations of radio stations so they can't do the kind of programming they've been doing.
Yeah, which would be devastating for conservative talk radio and Christian talk radio. Just Jordan, what are you hearing politically? I know we had last week on the program, we had Drew Ryan on talking about this, Stan Bennett. How serious is this?
I mean, the Fairness Doctrine is very serious, but there's even more troubling situations involving the use of executive orders. John Podesta, who is the head of Barack Obama's transition team, has said that President-elect Obama plans to use his executive powers to make immediate impacts when he takes office by reversing the Bush administration policies on embryonic stem cell research funding and domestic drilling for foreign oil and natural gas. Two major policies. You're going to see an increase, and we know this, an attempt, there already has been through the 2006 to 2008 congressional cycle, an increase in more funding to Planned Parenthood under Title 10. I think you're going to see Barack Obama pushing for more. And, of course, he promised Planned Parenthood that the first thing he would do as president is sign the Freedom of Choice Act, which, among other things, would overturn the ban, the federal ban on partial birth abortion.
Folks, you got to understand here what we're facing as a country, what the Constitution says, and how we're going to attack. We're not going to, you know, just go away to the hills and forget this. We're going to fight and fight aggressively with every one of these issues. But you need to understand what the Constitution says. Here's the number. Get a copy of Foundations of Freedom. It is critical. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 for your voice to be heard on these critical issues. Jordan, we've got a lot of phone calls coming in. Let's go right to them.
James is calling from Georgia on line two. James, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Jay. Quickly.
Hi, James. Sure.
I see that Obama has made it known that first thing he wants to deal with is possible birth abortion. That's evil,
yes.
And for him to even mention that disturbs me. Now, I see two things happening here. First of all, he's going to try to shut down the airways from on the right side. Then he's going to probably try to tie up the courts. Now, how far is the American Center for Law and Justice willing to go in this fight?
Well, I'll tell you how far. We've had meetings today. We're going to have meetings again in the next days. We're going to prepare litigation to challenge the Fairness Doctrine. We're already doing the research on that because I think that's inevitable. Colby, certainly with the way we're seeing the appointment process so far from the president-elect, and we're seeing the way that this is all transitioning out with putting people in place that are in charge of transition that are in favor of doctrines like the Fairness Doctrine, I mean, you don't have to be reading tea leaves here. It's pretty obvious what's going to happen.
I think that's right. And I think while the Barack Obama campaign indicated that they didn't see that as an important issue to be bringing back, nevertheless, the kind of appointees that they're going to make, you know, people are policy at that level, Jay. And when you get the people in there who understand that there's large constituencies that support the Democratic Party that want to see changes made here,
they'll make
them. Got every reason to make the change.
We're going to fight and fight aggressively. That's why we want you to have Foundations of Freedom. It's 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Jordan, who do we have next?
Amanda is calling from Virginia on line 6. Amanda, welcome to JSECO Live.
Hi, Amanda.
Hi. Thanks for fighting for the truth.
We're going to do it.
We just came back from Israel. We were in Jordan and Egypt.
Yes.
When I see this country going towards a Muslim lifestyle, it frightens me.
Had under the Bush administration, let me just jump in for a second, Amanda, and I'll let you finish. They just had something at Treasury a week ago involving Sharia law and Treasury and economics. So I mean, this whole issue of Sharia and the Islamic influence is a very, very significant threat. I didn't mean to cut you off there, Amanda, but go ahead.
Well, just my thought. First of all, just my opinion. I don't think that Obama is Christian. I do think he's a Muslim.
Well, then, we're not going to get—he's the president of the United States. So, I mean, the president-elect of the United States. So he is. I'm not going to get into that. Let me say this on the issue, Jordan, that was just mentioned by Amanda, and that is this issue of the Islamic influence. You're dealing with this on a number of levels internationally, but now there's going to be a re-emphasis here in the United States on how to deal with this as well, including at that Organization of the Islamic Conference. Will the United States object in the General Assembly to the defamation of religion bill?
That's right. And when will that exactly happen? If it goes through like Drew and others have been saying, who've been working at the United Nations through December, it would still be many of President Bush's appointments. That being said, if it's delayed at all, it would then switch around to Barack Obama's appointments. How would they change the United States' position on the Organization of the Islamic Conference and the so-called defamation of religion resolution? Let me take it a step further, Dad, because Amanda discussed Egypt and being there. We are involved in cases there. We're involved in so many of these situations around the world, all involving countries that are members of the Organization of the Islamic Conference, and it's all about persecution of Christians, the death and killing of Christians throughout the world, especially in the Middle East. But, you know, to take it to just another level of how important all of these issues are, in the United Kingdom, Sharia law is now being used as family law, which means divorces and family situations and economic situations like inheritance. That's already happening in the United Kingdom. And we've had people on who have said, you can look at what happens in the UK, and in about 15 and 20 years, it's what happens in the United States.
Yeah, and unfortunately, on some of these issues, I mean, it's just really sobering and somber what the impact of this would be. Colby, let me ask you this. Here in Government Affairs Office, we're in Washington right now. We're across the street from the Supreme Court, a block from the Capitol. The Senate office building are literally across the street. The work of what we're engaged in now here in Washington takes on a much more, not that it wasn't always significant, it was, but there's a new sense of urgency because the fight is going to be more intense, and I think on multiple fronts.
Absolutely, Jay. I think that our workload is just multiplied exponentially. The reality is that the engagement lines are much clearer than they were before, where we may have been in a posture of having to people affirmatively, positively write a new piece of legislation to protect something.
Now we're going to be
like, wait, we've got to be like the little boy with the fingers in
the and hold it back. So the challenge here, folks, is a different focus. You're in a defensive posture, but you've got to be aggressive in your defense, and that's what we're trying to do, and that's where you come in. You need to understand the way the government works and the way it's supposed to work, and that's why we're offering for you our Foundations of Freedom, the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, and Bill of Rights. Here's the number. Call and get it today. It is critical. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Updated information also, of course, at ACLJ.org. We've got a lot of calls coming in. Jordan, let's try to get one or two before the break.
Donna is calling from Minnesota on line one. Donna, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Donna.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
The reason I'm calling is I am interested in a place, a website to go to. I have yours, ACLJ.org.
Right,
but
right.
When I'm at work, when you're talking to people who are liberal or people who are Democratic, when you bring these issues up, President Barack Obama is now going to overturn
the stem cell prohibition on embryonic stem cell. We're going to see,
For funding abortions.
Overseas abortion funding, yes, you're going to see that.
Starting to hit liberals and Democrats in their pocketbooks.
Sure.
And that irritates them the most. Okay, and that's partly, they all...
Well, what you've got to do, sounds like to me you're looking for what is an information source. And I would encourage you, and Jordan knows more about this than I do, but there are a number of sources on the web where you can get great information besides the ACLJ's, which is always good. But you can get information from the government as well, right, Jordan?
Yeah, that's right. You can go to the government's websites. I mean, right now, Barack Obama's got a transition website up through the government at change.gov, so you can look through some policies there. Of course, the news. And I think what you're going to see, Donna, over the next few months as we get closer, and then, of course, when it is President-elect Obama becomes President Obama in January, you're going to see a variety of news sources online and through the web that document exactly what's going on. And I know we'll be doing it at ACLJ.org, what's going on with all of these pieces of legislation and executive orders that we've been discussing on air.
Yeah, I'll tell you what we're going to do, folks. We're getting ready to take a break. When we come back, more of your phone calls. If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. We've got a lot of calls, and we're going to get to those calls. But I want to encourage you, as we get ready to take a break, we're in a battle of a lifetime here, folks, on a whole host of issues, but in the Congress and the White House, Justice Department, it's going to be a challenge. But I believe we're up for that challenge. But you need to be educated and informed. You need to know what the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence say. Here's the phone number. Get Foundations of Freedom. It's 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also get updated information. I encourage you to go to the website at ACLJ.org. Check out the website so you've got updated information. We change it every day. There's always new information, new reports, new stories, and you're going to want to get our government affairs report as well. And call right now, 877-989-2255 for Foundations of Freedom. Back with more in a moment.
Now there's a great new way to stay in touch with the American Center for Law and Justice, ACLJ Wireless. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
With ACLJ Wireless, you'll get special updates from me and be able to get critical information fast, right from your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
The ACLJ Wireless service, 10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. Choose from the most popular phones. Flexible and affordable calling plans starting at $29.99 with every 6 months of service free. And keep your existing cell number.
By using ACLJ Wireless, you're helping the ACLJ stand up for your rights.
ACLJ Wireless Service from ACLJ Member Services. Call now. 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at acljwireless.com. The American Center for Law and Justice is committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Whether it's in court or on Capitol Hill, the ACLJ stands ready to defend the Constitution. So much of our future is tied to our past and the importance of such documents like the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Gettysburg Address. And so much of the work of the ACLJ is focused on protecting our freedoms, our Constitution. The ACLJ has prepared a booklet that includes these very important documents called The Foundations of Freedom. We want you to have this booklet free of charge. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. Get your free copy of The Foundations of Freedom today. That's 1-877-989-2255. And don't forget, the best way to stay up to date on the issues that matter most to you and your family, the ACLJ website, online at aclj.org.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the broadcast. We're taking your calls. We're here in Washington, D.C. Jordan's in our studio in Virginia Beach, Virginia, on the campus of Regent University. We're here across the street from the Supreme Court, a block away from the Capitol. And we're in for a fight, folks. I think that's the reality. Colby May is our senior attorney with the ACLJ in charge of our Office of Government Affairs here in Washington, D.C. And, Colby, I look at the list of what is expected, just what's expected. The Fairness Doctrine is expected. They're expecting the Freedom of Choice Act to be passed, certainly voted on and passed. They're expecting executive orders that will do everything from encourage and allow for the funding of international organizations for abortion funding. We're going to see a lifting of the ban on stem cell, on embryonic stem cell. This is just, we're not even in this administration an hour. It hasn't even started in that sense. And this is the fight we've got, which is huge.
It's huge. And, you know, you throw in there others like the Defense of Marriage Act, which they've indicated they want to see reversed.
I want to ask you about that, because we just had the situation in California on marriage, and we got the legislation was passed, the constitutional amendments being challenged. We're filing briefs in it, but I'm fairly confident that that's going to go okay. But then you got the Defense of Marriage Act, which there's indications that they want to roll that back as well. How serious are those?
Well, I think they're real serious, because candidate Obama made it very clear to the gay and lesbian supporters that he had and to their fundraisers that indeed that would be one of his top legislative priorities.
So you think that's going to be one?
So I think certainly he's got to fulfill that, and he'll be bringing it.
Now, he said he's not in favor of same-sex marriage, so maybe they don't go that far on rolling that one back. But I think this is going to be a very, very aggressive time. Jordan, we've got so many calls coming in. Let's try to grab as many as we can.
Beverly's calling from Texas on line 4. Beverly, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Beverly.
Hi. Hey, obviously, the Democrats do not agree or accept the Constitution as it's written. They're wanting to change it. So when you argue about the constitutional rights, then how can you possibly win outside of a civil war? How can you possibly win?
Well, I'll tell you how you win. I've won cases where you've had heavy Democratic regimes in place, or groups that would, let's say, be left of center in place in government. And we've carried the day at the Supreme Court of the United States, because remember, they're not elected. They're appointed for life. So depending on how the Supreme Court appointments go and how the cases go, you can have a sense of a victory on those. I don't think that's out of reach just because it's a different administration. So you can't lose hope. You've got to be able to go back to the courts and fight this at the Supreme Court of the United States, whether it's the Fairness Doctrine, the Freedom of Choice Act, something like that. You're going to have to fight legislatively. I asked on an earlier program, Colby, I asked Drew Ryan, who works with you in our government affairs office, and I asked him about the fact that some of these Democrats that won recently in the House and Senate ran on conservative platforms, including conservative life platforms. Can we hold their feet to the fire, so to speak, on that issue?
Well, I think we've got a chance of doing that, Jay. The difficulty is going to be that the Democratic leadership raised a lot of money for them and went into their home districts and helped them recruit those candidates, supported them throughout the nomination and election process. Yeah. And I think it's very, very big reach.
But we're going to have to try. I mean, we cannot give up on the conservative Democrats that are serving in the House and Senate on these critical cultural issues, because if you do give up, you've got no help. So, I mean, we got to fight and fight aggressively. Jordan, who's next?
Margarita is calling from Ohio. On line 3, Margarita, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Margarita.
Hi. The first thing I do during election times is to check out where candidates stand, especially on abortion issues and all these other issues. But I guess what baffles me the most is I have a lot of Christian friends and acquaintances who we get into discussion about this, and the first thing I bring up is the abortion issue, and they get angry, especially when I brought up Obama's stance on the abortion issue, and they say, they always come back and tell me that they believe the economy takes priority. That is just baffling.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, here's the fact. The fact is the economy for most voters did take the priority because that election is done. And folks, here's what I want to do. I'm not dwelling on the election. The election's done. It's over with. There's going to be a new president, President Obama. That's what it's going to be. So what do we do as citizens of the United States of America? We don't say, well, let's replay the election. Margarita, don't do that. It's not worth doing that. It's not worth the energy. The election is the election. What do you do now? You fight on the policies. You fight on the major issues. And, Jordan, one of the things we're going to do is make sure that every one of these issues, as they come up, we're right on top of it.
That's right. We're 2 years away from another election. When that happens, we'll see the first people that when they go back to vote, how they feel about the new Barack Obama administration. But we can't stop fighting until then, and we can't just say, well, we'll have to wait for till 2 years till we get midterm elections to try to do something to keep fighting back. When these actions go forward, the Fairness Doctrine's reinstatement, or the overturning through the Freedom of Choice Act of the federal ban on partial birth abortion, or increased funding now to embryonic stem cell research, or even increased funding to groups like Planned Parenthood under Title X funding. You don't wait 2 years to the midterm elections to fight. As you've been talking about throughout this program, there are many Democrats who were elected who ran as pro-life, who ran as moderates, and if they truly are pro-life and they truly are moderates, they're not going to support the Freedom of Choice Act. They're not going to support FCC commissioners who would reinstate the Fairness Doctrine, but the fight has already begun. Like we've been saying, we're not going to wait until January. The fight starts today.
And here's how you engage the fight right now. What we're doing this last couple of days on the broadcast, we've been doing this. We did it last week and this week. We want to make sure you understand what your rights are. Do you understand how the government functions? The role of the president, the role of the Congress, the role of the courts. It's spelled out in the Constitution of the United States. So what I need you to do is read the Constitution, and we're going to send it to you as our gift. It's our Foundations of Freedom. It's the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights. Got other information in there as well. Call our toll-free number, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 for Foundations of Freedom. And Colby, education is a critical element of people understanding how our government functions.
Absolutely right, Shay. I mean, when we talk about checks and balances, you talk about the three branches. There are ways that you can make sure that one branch will balance out the other. One of the reasons we're in the Supreme Court all the time is to make sure that that branch helps balance out some of the things that the legislative branch have done or the president has attempted to do. And if we don't stay on top of it, and if the American people don't understand that they do have power, they do have the ability to impact the entire process, then we're real trouble.
Folks, that reason that we've got the number on the screen here for you to call us for exactly what Colby said. You need to be educated and informed. I want you to go to the website at aclj.org. You should do that a couple of times a day. And also, you need to get our Foundations of Freedom. That's why that number's up there. Call the number, 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Jordan, who's next?
Rudolph's calling from Virginia on line one. Rudolph, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Rudolph.
How you doing? Thank you for taking my call. And I'd like to say that I just thank God for the work that you and your staff do.
Thank you.
The question I had was, would you be willing to go on the radio with somebody like maybe Bill O'Reilly or Rush Limbaugh? Because a lot of people don't listen to Christian radio.
Well, the good news is, I'll tell you this, of course, I go on their programs all the time, and I'm sure as these issues develop over the weeks ahead, I'll be on those programs. They're all good friends of ours. But the fact is, the Christian audience, listenership audience is gigantic. And that's one of the things that the other side knows. They know that Christian television, we've got our TV cameras in here today, we got Christian television, Christian radio, you're reaching literally as many people, believe me, that are listening to this program right now or watching it on television. You combine that, it's equal to any of those networks when you look at the total reach, not just domestically, but globally. So the reach on these things, our ability to communicate is huge. But you're in a real fight on these issues. Jordan, let's try to get one more call in before the end of the program.
Susan's calling from California on line two. Susan, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Susan.
Hi, Jay. How are you? Hi.
Sure, good.
You?
Great.
My question is about the Fairness Doctrine, and I'm wondering if it's passed, apply also to the liberal side? Will they have to put our side?
Of course
on
not. They're going to be no, because they're going to call themselves news media, and they're not going to be covered. Colby, that's the real problem with this. They're going to be exempted under the news media requirements.
That's right. They're going to try to create an entire exemption for what they call news programming, and so the network nightly news,
they'll all be exempt.
NPRs, all those kind of outlets are going to be exempt from it. It's only going to be the really direct, clear, talk radio type.
Yeah. So it's it's the silence. It should be called the Doctrine to Silence Conservative and Christian Talk Radio Act. That's what it really is. We're going to fight it, folks, and we need your help on this. We're running out of time here. You go to your phones right now as we close this broadcast out. You go to your phones, add your name by doing this. You call, and you're going to read that Constitution, and that's going to get you educated and informed. Here's the number, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. We've got a lot of updated information there, but I encourage you to call, be informed, be educated. Here's that number again. Get Foundations of Freedom, the Constitution, Declaration, and Bill of Rights. 1-877-989-2255. That does it for today. We'll talk to you next time.